Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Mitchell Hour podcast. This is episode 80. Man, it's been a lot going on. I want to talk about No Jumper Podcast. If you're not familiar with it, it is a LA-based podcast. It was a network started by Adam 22, who is a 30, middle-aged white man. The majority of his hosts, employees are African Americans or Latinos, former gang members and, LA street dudes that would get on there and just talk about rap and interview each other and just have a lot of fun. So a lot of things have been going on with that. Adam 22 has been accused of being a culture vulture by a lot of people in the music industry. He jumped to success very, very, very quickly. And, a lot of people are contributing his success to AD, House Phone, T-Rell, Sharp, and everybody that are, that was on that podcast are melanated human beings. But what happened was he wanted to switch it up. He wanted to switch some things up, and he wanted to move AD to another show, but it ended up turning sour because he ended up texting another one of his staff members, and it was a private message that staff member put out on Discord, and it got back to AD, and AD felt some type of way about the things that he was saying. But then everything came to a head when he said he wanted to go more political. He had one guy on there that actually said,
invited to your show of yours. I had to look up like 30 things. So I thought you were inviting me to fuck you. And
you thought
girlfriend.
I was black when you no, first
well,
got
yeah,
invited.
That too also. Well, because everyone said Adam does hip hop. So I didn't know you were just the slave owner hip-hop, and not the.
Wow.
Listen, I'm here to rep.
Instead of checking the guy that said it, Adam 22. He laughed about it until he was checked on social media, and then he does that fake-ass apology and comes back and says, oh, you're right, I should have checked him, I'm sorry. All right, that was a mouthful. But my question to you guys is this. Why is it that certain people can come into the rap, hip-hop community and get a following, get money, and because of the color of their skin, they're going to reach a lot of different audiences and, with that. And what happens the majority of the time is once it turns very lucrative, they make a lot of money, they are able to walk away from a culture that was very accepting of them and move into something else. A couple of examples. Post Malone. Now, this is not a shot at Post Malone because I really do like his music, whether it's hip hop, rock, alternative, whatever it is. I really do like his music. But he came in calling himself the White Iverson, and now he plays music and makes music that is very different than where he started. We look at Justin Timberlake. We all know, the NSYNC situation. And then he started, even when he was with NSYNC, he was teaming up with Timberland. But then he had his solo career. And let's be honest, during his solo career, damn near all his supporters were African-American. A lot of his songs were being played on the black radio stations across the country. Then he recently, some years ago, released Man in the Woods, where he had on his lumberjack and he's walking around like he was going back to his roots in Tennessee. DJ Vlad, He talks bad about one person that you really can't talk bad about in the black community, whether you're a Muslim or not, is Minister Louis Farrakhan. He misquoted him and he says some horrible things, but somehow, some way, he gets shut down and black people don't support him for a couple of days, a couple of weeks, maybe a month. But then he's back interviewing BMF members. Little Boozy is going on there. Ari Spears is going on there. Now, all this have happened after his dispute or the things that he said about Minister Louis Farrakhan. My son was one main person that was going on there that was pretty cool with DJ Vlad. But after DJ Vlad said what he said about Minister Louis Farrakhan, my son stopped going on the show. Lastly, and I think this is the most crazy switch up, was Machine Gun Kelly. Machine Gun Kelly came in there and he was like just really rap type dude. And then now you can probably contribute to his knocking him totally out back into his white suburban situation is Eminem. But Machine Gun Kelly is tattooed. He gets fingernails painted. He's straight up rock and roll now. 100%. Nothing hip hop about him. He's even said that he doesn't want to do hip hop anymore. So, you know, why do people come into our culture and benefit from it and then leave it once they get their following? I think we are a little bit too accepting in our culture and we accuse people of being culture vultures. But sometimes, I mean, we might be too accepting and forgiving of people to do the things that they do and then just leave like we didn't matter in the first place.